broadcasting from the Commodity Classic in Houston. We're visiting with different folks from Helena Chemical Company, and we're going to head down to San Angelo and talk to Kevin Meeks, who's kind of in charge of a big area of West Texas, including Muleshoe and that area too, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thanks for having me. So I wanted to talk a little bit about a specific adjuvant that we use. It's called Grounded. And so I know with all the talk around the EPA litigation stuff and dicambas and all those things, you know, we're really trying to focus on our pre-emerge herbicides, our burn down herbicides, to help, you know, not have to necessarily come back over the top with the dicambas and everything else like that. So it's a hot topic today for sure. Very relevant in our market in West Texas.
Yeah, we just talked to a guy that kind of works underneath you from San Antonio, and so when things get crazy, I guess he calls you and says, what do I do now, huh?
Unfortunately, I get those calls, but it's always a learning experience for sure.
What do you see between you kind of live around the San Angelo area, and then we're up there close to the Amarillo area. What's the moisture conditions for you guys? Is it pretty similar, pretty dry?
I'd say we're on the edge. We've had some decent rains. I think last night my wife said we got a half inch. So the wheat looks pretty good. You know, it's definitely, we wouldn't turn down any more rain. We didn't get the snow that we normally do. We usually get one or two good snows, but temperatures have been fluctuating between, you know, we had a really cold spell, but it's also been warmer than normal the last 2 weeks. But I'd say from a moisture standpoint, we're not terribly dry, but we're kind of walking a fine line.
What are you guys planting down there this spring?
A lot of, you know, it's going to be a lot of cotton. Obviously, there's going to be, if we end up getting some moisture, there's going to be probably more cotton acres, maybe some corn acres if we got good irrigation. But, you know, kind of depends on the moisture. If it doesn't rain, then guys might look at grain sorghum, something like that. It's a little more water use efficient.
Of course, the grain sorghum and cotton rotation works pretty good where we're at. It probably does down there too.
It does. It's a great rotation option. Of course, with the last 2 years we've had, we just need some rain to get something to get us through the year.
I heard a rumor a few weeks back that this summer is going to be worse than last summer. I hope that's wrong.
I hope that's wrong too. I can't take more 115 degree days, you know, in June and July and windy. My gosh. I mean,
how'd you guys battle that last summer? You couldn't kill the weed.
Couldn't kill the weed. I mean, we were too wet to harvest the wheat there for a little bit. Then we got the cotton planted, and it was kind of cool and wet, and then it just, you know, the oven turned on there around June, you know, middle of June, and just fried everything. So really, some guys were really, really hurting that, you know, had a failed crop in 21, and then here we are again, failed crop in 22, here we are again 23. So
how many acres of cotton did you guys lose down there?
Most of it? All of the dry land cotton. And then the irrigated stuff probably yielded 50% of average.
That's pretty tough on the old cotton gins too, isn't it?
Very much so. There was not a lot of cotton gins down around San Angelo.
They didn't even open up?
I think for just a little bit. But yeah, it wasn't much.
So let's talk about some more products that Helena offers for farmers on the Panhandle South Plains.
So ResGenix, I think Adam Bush talked to you about ResGenix. It's a water management product. We had great success on some trials out around Seminole, Lubbock, out towards Hobbs. It looks like a really good product. And then, of course, with the EPA and the dicamba stuff, this Grounded product is always a really good option for early control of the weeds that are emerging.
So what are you hearing from farmers attending the Commodity Classic here in Houston? What are they concerned about?
Well, you know, the last couple years we've been really high on our fertilizer prices, and that's not really been a whole lot of a sticking point this year because the prices have come down from where they've been. A lot of guys are really been asking about these microbial products, these enzyme-based products. Of course, you know, you've got a lot of marketing dollars being pumped into these regenerative ag biostimulant products, so there's a lot of talk about that here.
Everybody wants to get lower input costs and higher commodity prices, but right now it's kind of the opposite.
That's right. It's input costs could always be lower. I mean,
we had record high a year and a half ago.
Yeah, I mean, we were staring down the barrel of $1,000 per ton, you know, potash, MAP, DAP, all the, you know, hell, even our nitrogen fertilizers were extremely high, higher than they've ever been. So less talk about that, but more on the sustainability side, regenerative ag, you know, soil microbes, I mean, bugs in the jugs.
Well, we had a lot of weeds and a lot of insects to deal with last year.
Yes. Those things are always going to be there for us to deal with. So we've got to have a solid herbicide program. Starts with a good burn down, good pre-emerge, come back, followed up, good post-emerge program, and then stay on top of the insect pressure too, because we don't want all those things to limit our yield. And so we start out with the yield potential, and then every day that crop's in the field, there's something trying to take away that potential.
Whether it's the wind, the heat, the bugs, whatever, right?
Wind, drought, would, you know, I throw that in that bucket too.
So how long has Grounded been around?
Grounded's been around, so I've been with Helena 10 years. Grounded's been around for as long as I can remember. Not sure when that product was launched, but, you know, we use it from the Rio Grande Valley, Texas, all the way up to the Central Sands of Minnesota. I've worked all that area. If you got heavy ground, if you got light ground, it works in all those different scenarios.
What's one of the misconceptions about Helena? If you had to say wave a magic wand and fix something, what would it be?
Oh man, we talk a lot about success of our products, and we do have some very successful products, and some people will say, well, it's not going to work 100% of the time. I agree. You know, there's products that will work 80% of the time. That's still a really good return on your investment, something that's going to perform and give you an ROI 80% of the time. And a lot of our products are proven. We wouldn't launch something commercially if we didn't have those kind of yield results, the data collected, to give you that return most of the time.
All right, Kevin Meeks with us from Helena. Anything else you want to add today from Houston?
We'll continue to pray for rain and hope for a good 2024.
Hey, if anybody wants to get a hold of you guys, give out your information to how to do that.
So you can reach me on my cell, 806-474-7553. HelenaAgra.com is our website for more information on these products.
Hey, have a good time here in Houston, and thanks for the visit.
Thank you so much.